welcome to the show. It's the best podcast that we know. We are glad to have you here. Let our voices massage your ears. It's free and it's online. It's an hour of your time. So welcome to the Brother Stream Show. Welcome to the Brother Stream Show.
Hello, welcome to the Brother Streep Show. I'm Simon Streep.
I'm Dill Streep.
And we're here to interrupt your breakfast with some general chat to some people at the festival. With us today is Dalen Oliver. Hello, Dalen.
Yo, what's up? How are you guys?
I'm good.
We also have Mojack.
Hey, hello. How's everyone doing? Yes.
Fantastic.
It's got such a nice radio voice.
I'm so hungover. I'm just like, this day is going to take forever.
Is that your hungover voice?
It is my hungover / I will never make it on radio voice.
You sound like that guy from Dugu Dugu.
Dugu Dugu.
Yeah.
Tosto.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about.
Yes. Yeah. Is he still alive?
He's still around, bro. I don't want to proclaim that he's not.
Don't start an internet rumor.
I think you could quite easily make it on the radio with such a deep, husky voice. You just have to probably then get raucously. You'd have to have a morning show so you could sort of get as drunk as you need to develop the voice.
Yeah.
Go on at 3 a.m. and then.
That's kind of how I live my life anyway.
So like, you're set for stardom.
Super smashed, then I have a visa appointment. And they're like, please get out of our embassy, sir. So I need to change my ways. I need to find the Lord, I think.
I feel like, Simon, you must be hungover a lot because every morning you seem to be singing really low down in the shower.
Well, yeah, well, I wake up. Grahamstown does this to you. I think it's the weather, but you sort of wake up and you feel like the worst you've ever felt. And you've got to sort of gradually throughout the day try reclaim like an inkling of health.
It's not the weather. It's the town. It's Grahamstown. The fact that you wake up in Grahamstown, it makes you under the weather. Is that fair, to be polite?
Is there anyone from Grahamstown in the house today?
Right. Give this lady a hug, please.
You're going to be really offended by the end of this hour. You're like, oh, these Joburgers are so unnecessary.
Yeah. Why do you have such high speed bumps? We have so many questions.
Yeah.
Like your whole car fits in the speed bump.
You don't drive? Yeah, wow, okay.
Do you transport donkeys?
Donkeys?
You walk? What's the cool. donkeys?
There's a really, really, really high speed bump like by the village green.
Yes.
But then it's under a tree. So it's always in shadow. And we almost killed a rental car just because we went flying over it at a normal pace. We weren't speeding.
Yeah, but you're going like that. Yeah.
I think we did get some genuine air when we went over it. It was like Dumb and Dumber flying over a hill.
But it's rental, so it's fine.
Yeah, I think that's the point of a rental is to beat it up.
They
and
know.
Then, yeah. They'd be like, I don't know what happened here. Oh my goodness. A kudu jumped out the road.
Yeah, but the car's clean inside.
That's all that counts.
It's clean and there's a quarter tank of petrol.
We vacuumed it.
Thank you.
Dalen, you posted on Instagram this morning. You in a rental, not a rental car, you were given a car to drive just to the festival.
I was.
Who would trust you with a car?
No, this is how you hustle when you know friends and no people.
Ooh, connected.
You know what I mean? Connected. It's always that traditional saying of I know a guy. And then, so I've been fortunate enough to get a rental while a VW, which is really cool. It's the first year I've flown.
Okay.
Yeah, I didn't drive. I managed to be a snob and not take the 12-hour trip.
Which
Mojack has done.
Yeah, you made the right decision. We took and like truck drivers just overtaking each other like they're playing Need for Speed. It's really weird, man.
Truck drivers hitting 120, 140.
Yeah.
It's scary. It's the scariest space to be in.
And the weird thing is that it happened like 7 times. It wasn't like a one-off. It was like every other road we were on.
Yeah.
Someone tried to kill us.
Well, how slow were you driving, though, if you're getting overtaken by trucks?
No, so they were coming from the other direction on a single carriageway. I was like, you're playing chicken with a truck. You win, bro. You win every time.
I'm going to gear down and let you win.
Oh, it was deep. It was hectic, man.
That's funny.
So is the drive from Joburg the same as the drive from Cape Town? Is as long?
No, we have the ocean view.
Okay. Yes.
And they... Where do you stop?
We have the dashboard. We just have weird plastic. We stopped in Bloemfontein.
Oh, wow.
And then
how was that?
It's Bloemfontein.
Yeah.
What is in Bloemfontein? Then we stopped. It's not Craddock, is it?
Yes, Craddock.
Yeah, Craddock. Which seems incredibly far.
Yeah.
And then
it feels far with the name.
Yeah, then we did the last stretch where there was just like roadkill everywhere.
You guys need to swap routes. We're still cool because we can do garden routes. So you got...
Yeah.
Plett, Neisner, and then you come up through the wilderness, PE. Yeah.
I don't want to break this to you, but Neisner's not looking the way it normally does.
It's not looking as pristine as it used to.
Yeah, you know.
I've heard.
It's got a little smoky flavor when you drive through.
The roof was on fire. I'm sorry. Too soon. Too soon.
Did you manage to avoid adding to the roadkill on your journey?
We did.
That's quite a bad feeling. I've unfortunately potentially added to roadkill on a journey from Durban.
I've done so locally. I'm gonna name and shame myself here.
Yes.
I dropped Stuart Cairns off one night at his place in Rondebosch.
Yeah.
And then as I was driving, because cats respond to lights, his neighbor's cat ran at my car.
Oh, wow.
But cats are so fast, you can't react.
Yeah.
And next thing all I felt was,
oh no.
And I didn't go back.
Rest in peace. Pour some liquor for that cat.
You say you didn't go back to check, or you didn't reverse back over it?
No, I didn't reverse over it.
Okay,
that's nice of you.
And then
I don't know if that's a really I don't think that's a really positive thing in this. Like, don't worry, guys. I only ran it over once.
Yeah. You know what I mean. Like,
that's how much of a nice
walking,
guy I am.
Just looking for me with one eye, but
yeah. Think of the cat half full. this took a really dark turn so early in the morning.
Any other confessions about killing animals?
No, only when you have a traditional ceremony to slaughter. And we don't get a permit for that either. No.
So we're on the same page.
Yeah, exactly. I feel you, man.
Cheers to that.
Cheers.
No! You can't cheers.
Good
that.
Lord.
What's happening to us?
We thought we'd just check in and find out how you guys are handling the Grahamstown weather this year. What are you thinking? You've been here a number of years.
So yesterday we had four seasons in one.
Oh, yeah. Is it? Yeah. I arrived at 4:30, so.
It stormed for like 30 seconds.
It did, yeah.
Yeah, then the sun was out and then it was super cold in the evening. So my body's just like, where are we?
Yes, and for those of you at home, to the millions listening online,
yes.
Mojack's dressed like a Bafana player today. He's got a Bafana top on and a tracksuit pants.
Yeah.
What's the story here, bro?
They say dress for the job you want.
Okay.
I want to be a ball boy. So, Lord willing, that's my next gig.
Brass shakes. We must find him
head to head to toe in Nike gear.
Yeah, I also know someone. So, see, Dalen gets cars. I just get like old tracksuits nobody wears anymore.
Do you know Bafana player?
I know people who work in the association.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
That's always a good connection.
It is. It's very cool.
So, if you want to meet Stuart Baxter, you can.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
That's it. That's only him though. Yeah, but knowing that my bank will take my appointment, and that's what really counts.
Yeah, you can meet the Bafana coach, but you can't get a home loan.
Yeah. You know, priorities. I want to change my life.
That's fair. I want to be you. I want to know people at Safa. I want to phone Daniel down and ask him, how did you get free electricity? I want to phone him.
But did Danny Joan get free electricity?
Yeah, bro.
Simon, do you want to just head off quick?
Yeah.
I think the two of us can go grab a coffee at another table. I want to listen to this podcast.
Those have been our guests, the Brothers Street. Thank you guys very much. Thank you for the coffee.
This is the easiest podcast to host.
That's brilliant.
My gripe with the Grahamstown weather is that it used to be, because we've been coming here 6 years now, it used to be that you would leave Cape Town. And Cape Town would be like quite decent weather. You'd come here and just freeze your ass off for 11 days of freezing.
Yes.
And then you'd go back home. But now you seem to come to Grahamstown for like a summer holiday.
Yes.
Yeah. The global warming has affected this place so much that the biggest queue I've seen so far in any show or anywhere around here was for the soft serve.
Oh, wow.
Nice. Yeah,
that was so cool. That's so crazy. Where was that?
On the Village Green. They've just got queues bending around.
Hare Krishna soft serve or?
they come to the book.
They're sticking to books and veganism, not necessarily ice cream.
Vegan ice creams.
You know the trick though? You just buy a book or say you have.
Yes.
And then keep that shit ticking.
Surely the trick is saying you have. Yes. Buying the book is not really a trick.
It was like $10. I can spare $10.
I want to hear the story.
Oh,
I
want to
hear the story. Because then I just stand there with a flyer. Because I'm not going anywhere. I'm flying my show.
Yes.
Like, tell me, please. Oh, wow. That's amazing.
Oh, you're so much more patient than
I am. You're saying it's like funny money. So if you buy one, you kind of keep it on your dashboard. So you don't have to buy another. So you just walk around with the book. Kind of out in front.
And then I do the same thing to other people. I go, hey, you want to hear about the word of Krishna? And they go, no. And I go, well, then I've got this other show called Rewriting History. It's dope.
And another one. You got two adventures.
Yeah, yeah. Is that the scout hall or what?
I made it terrible. That was a plug. You know what I mean? I'm not going to wait for the opportunity. Catch me rewriting history. No.
It's a very good segue.
Yeah, I got two shows.
You should host a radio show in the morning.
With me?
Right. Yeah.
I'm actually supposed to be on a radio show now with my sister back home, but... I just, yeah,
You're in Grahamstown.
I'm in Grahamstown.
That's the problem there. You're just not back home.
Yeah.
Tricky.
I don't know what I've done.
14 hours away. You should have caught an Uber.
Hey, but we'll do a radio broadcast. We'll call in. We'll call in however it works.
And what studio is there? There's no SABC here, or it's just RU Radio, eh?
They used to have a truck that would drive up from a proper radio station and then plant itself. I know the first year we were here, they had us on a radio station in a truck. And then the radio drove away.
Look, they said it was a radio station. They just beckoned us into the truck. It could just be a guy with a truck.
It was like a weird mattress in the back. It was all quite dirty.
Did they ask you about Krishna?
I bought a book.
That broadcast is on GarageBand somewhere, like never to be heard. Can I say something interesting? So the OB vans that the SABC use have sometimes better technology than the actual studios.
Yes,
I've got a friend who recorded a talk show, but they'd bring an OB van into the studio. You know what I mean? The OB vans have better tech than, because some of the studios are super outdated.
Yeah.
So shout out to SABC making smart financial decisions.
Respect.
Thank you.
So Dalen, we were in your show last night.
Thank you for attending.
It was a great show.
I hope you didn't pay.
No, of course not.
Okay,
why would we?
Why would we do that? I was going to say, don't be silly. Come on.
Why would we do that when we have an artist's pass?
There we go.
And you mentioned getting mugged a couple of times. Is that true? Have you been mugged? Do you have any fun mugging stories?
Yeah, so every colored guy has some fun mugging stories. No, so those, so in the show, I speak about almost getting mugged.
Yeah. Yes.
And the reality is that I'm a fair-skinned colored guy.
Yes.
And
very sexy man, by the way.
Very handsome. I like the word handsome.
Okay. Yeah. Well, yeah. I was trying to go all the way. Thank you. Cool. Yeah. Just handsome. Right.
No,
don't push it immediately. But so when I was younger, I was much more fair. And there were numerous occasions. Because you know in your townships or on the flats, there's like roads that separate danger.
I know that stuff.
We're gonna have to fact check that. We're gonna call Politico later.
Oh, that's funny. I do know that. What's happened to you?
The crossroads. Hey? Talk about the crossroads.
So the area I grew up in, I was safe in that little block.
Yeah.
But then as soon as I stepped over into the main road and went to the shops where there were the fisheries or the takeaways or the game shops.
Well, I would have thought like a Gatsby shop would have been a safe haven.
No, it wasn't, because we stayed off the avenues.
Ooh.
Yeah. Yeah, so when you're off the avenues, you're seen as prim and proper.
Ooh.
This is just stereotyping the area I stay in.
Sure.
You know what I mean? So my street cred was fairly low. And I got chased so many times by guys who stayed in Cavda. That's the traditional area where the dangerous oaks are.
Yeah.
But they always... This is the thing. These guys saw me all the time, but they always thought I was white.
Okay.
And then this was their premise for trying to rob me.
Yeah.
Just because they didn't even try to get to know me. I'm like, but I'm not Caucasian.
Oh, snap. Like,
do you prefer your muggers to get to know you before taking
you? Yeah, you know, rather be like, are you a Caucasian? Yeah. I'm like, no. And they're like, okay.
Let's have a coffee. Figure out how much money I really make.
Or bash you. Let's have a bash you.
Yeah. And see if you really want the cell phone, because it's really beat up.
Yeah. So there were about three big moments where I literally ran for my life. But I survived it. Fortunately, I haven't been robbed officially.
I once managed to escape a mugging. There used to be a route that if I walked home from college to the Cape Town train station, like you were definitely going to be surrounded by street children and have them try to take your things.
Yes.
And I say children and you think they're not going to be too dangerous. But when there's a group of them, they can get quite good.
So you grew up in the city of God.
It's real, bro. AK-47.
I didn't know there were favelas in Cape Town. This is crazy.
But the best thing is one occasion, I was feeling a bit dangerous. I thought I'd walk that
on
route.
On one occasion or one Caucasian?
Both.
Very good. I thought I'd walk that route, and then they surrounded me, and all I did was did like a funny little dance. I was, hey, whatever, and I ran away. It's not fair. Very like gangster or street cred, out of it.
No respect, but I got, that's the thing, you people, this is, I don't know if Mojek, you can relate maybe, people assume because you're a person of color, you can get out of these situations by using violence.
Oh yeah.
And you've got this violent streak in you. I am like the least likely person to.
And my hands are just way too soft.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like I'd have to caress my way out of a fight.
You know what I mean? Smooth talk.
Let me hold you. And then as they get comfortable in the warmth of my chest, I'd have to run
slip
away.
Slip out. Yeah, start in your jacket. Like, everybody's gone.
After a cuddle, I'd have to get away.
Yeah. No, that's the thing which I experienced when I went to Wynberg Boys. They assumed I had some danger gene. was like, guys, there's no danger gene.
None whatsoever.
I grew up protected. Damn you, mommy and daddy.
I feel you, bro. I'm also not, you know.
You say that, Dalen, but you do strike an awful close resemblance to a particularly actionist action star.
Yes, Nathaniel.
And yes. We've been debating a point on the Brother Streep Show in a previous podcast where points were awarded for a quiz that you aren't aware of. But I want to come to you for a definitive answer.
Okay.
How many different times did you have to record the phrase, "I am Groot"? For Guardians of the Galaxy.
That's funny. Mojack's my agent. So how many times?
I mean, you know, we had lots of back and forths about it.
Different takes. Different feelings.
You wasn't sure initially.
I wasn't sure. I'm not sure about any of my clients. I actually don't send them to anything. I'm like, this might be the wrong guy for the role.
I'm not sure if I represent him.
You know what I mean? Sometimes I get a brief looking for a young woman 18 to 25, and we send Dale once, and I don't know why he didn't get the part.
I was disappointed. I even went in heels.
Yeah, the film industry just discriminates. I'm joking. I don't know what I'm talking about.
You did say he was quite a sexy man.
He is a very sexy man. You know, I think the resemblance is to Vin Diesel, for those of you who are listening at home.
Yes, the millions. Look, here's the thing, the legitimacy of it, eh?
Yeah.
So, my friends have told me, and people, Right Said Fred.
No, I can see that.
I'm too sexy for my shirt.
You mean I'm too handsome for my shirt. This is your version.
That guy, Where's Waldo?
Where's Waldo?
Yeah, do you remember Where's Waldo?
Wasn't he Wally?
Where's Wally? There we go.
It was Wally in South Africa,
yeah.
I think it's Waldo in America.
Yeah.
I grew up in the States.
But did you grow up in the States wearing red and white striped t-shirts? Because I wouldn't really say you look much like Wally.
Yes, no, not at all. I couldn't. Those colors in Cape Town don't allow for much safety.
Mojack, in your show, you say that you studied quantity surveying.
That's correct, I did.
How long did you study it until you realized you didn't know what it was?
3 days. I coasted through my first 2 years of varsity. My third year, something happened, and then I kind of went off the rails. And then basically, I'd study, take a year off, and then I graduated March of this year. Finally,
I was looking forward to hearing your quantity.
Thank you.
Yeah, congrats.
I wanted to know like your quantity surveying stories. Because my dad was a quantity surveyor.
A QS,
and I was. Genuinely still don't know what he did. Like absolutely he couldn't even seem to tell me what once I went with him to work, he had to do something out in Saldana
Bay. Take your son to work there.
It was like an hour and a half drive. He went off, like I think looked at a pile of bricks and then bounced. Got back in the what's going on there? Is that what you guys do?
Well,
he surveyed the quantity of bricks or
so your dad was in an executive position. Otherwise he would have been laying those bricks upon the wall. So QS is like, it's construction economics and then a little bit of science. So like we would do, so think of it this way. If you're a QS and you're a principal agent, you're responsible for a construction project from its conception till its completion.
I feel like you're just saying big words. Yeah. And I'm now lost. We're all like,
this is why no one understands.
Yeah, of course. I've been bullshitting my way through life forever.
You can build my house. Like, that's what you can do.
I could. So we'd go, okay, we need foundations by this thing, and we'd dig excavations and put... What's the thing I'm looking for?
Like
retaining walls, and then we'd fill it in, and then we'd have design loads for beams.
Scaffoldings.
Wow. Like, well, not no. Scaffolding is something you just use in the. Like
I'm saying building words, bro.
You are just saying stuff. Just
plaster.
Like, oh, cement. Plaster. That's like what happens at the end of a thing. Like when those are the finishes. So like my final subject last year was civil engineering theory, which is like trying to design. Like buildings for certain loads and stuff. Yeah. So for dead loads and live loads, and if you have a reinforced concrete column,
he really is just saying words.
Yeah,
it's
just
no, but it's like
dead loads, live loads.
You had a dead load.
All the kudua.
Yeah, it's that cat you ran over. So it's kind of designing for stresses and strains in order for there not to be deflection or
light refraction.
No, I
have a feeling I know what's going on here.
What's going on?
Mojack thinks future employers are listening to this.
Yeah. I'm actually an unemployed student. Looking
it's being
for,
very impressive.
But I've been unemployed for 10 years now. I'm doing stand up. So
what is it like? Because you were the cool guy then. You were the guy on TV, on radio, comedian, actor.
This isn't really fair. You said you were the cool guy.
No,
while studying. No, while studying. So with the students, because you're out in that space now.
Yeah.
So you were this famous dude in class with him.
But it was weird because I was older than everyone. Yeah. I was almost like, I finished my last year at 29. I was almost 10 years older than people in my class. So we had different problems. Like, I'd have to worry about an RP5. They were worried about where they were getting their tuck money from. You know what I mean? So, like, we didn't have a lot in common in my final year. I worked. I did stand-up. I'd shoot TV shows. I remember one day we were shooting a castle ad, and I had a like, you know, you have group work, and I just went, guys, I'm not going to be here next week. Like, where are you going? No, I'm just in London for a few days. Everyone was like, sure thing,
like,
bro.
I am.
Yeah, I'm like, yeah, cool. See you later. And then I was
like, yeah, I've never told you. Where are you?
Where are
you? Shit, I'm in London.
I'm in Richmond upon Thames. Like, where are you? I'm being serious, guys. So, like, it was very difficult, and I kind of kept to myself because students, of course, study with each other, so they form a bond over the years. And then graduation was funny because they call everyone's name, right? And it's like, hey, and Dalen Oliver, and all your friends clap. Then they call my name, and I was like, who the fuck is that?
He's a wise man.
Yeah, who is that?
We've heard about him.
So, yeah, I was just the old guy in class that nobody really knew. And I like the anonymity. So it's weird. In your head, you're like, everyone would have been, that's that dude.
Yeah.
But what actually Varsity gave me was, like, nobody knowing me. And it was so great. It was so much. Not that anybody knows me now. Let's not get it confused.
The millions listening.
Yeah, but it was, I could do whatever I wanted at Varsity without anyone asking questions.
That's cool.
Yeah, so I enjoyed that.
Are you
experience.
Happy?
I'm very happy, bro.
That's good, man. Congratulations on graduating.
Oh, thank you, man. Thank you.
Like, you deserve it.
You know? Yeah.
Can we give him a round of applause, ladies and gentlemen?
Thank you. Thank you, one person. Thank you, one person knitting. Sorry, we stopped what you were doing. We messed up. We apologize.
Do you guys know that your shows have actually one word in common? I don't know if you're aware of this.
Yes, this is very interesting.
The word how?
Comedy.
No, there's a word.
No, it's like very obscure. You
really
never know.
Yeah, obscure word or product, actually, really, that you both mention.
That neither of us have heard for the last kind of 5, 6, 7, 10 years, but in both of your shows it comes up.
Now I just remember, this is why you came to our show, so that you can talk about it now.
Yeah.
It's very good. You guys do your research, right? You guys are good.
Cool. What is the word or phrase?
Mercurochrome.
Oh, yes.
Oh,
Mercurochrome. Yeah.
Do you speak about it?
Yeah.
Respect.
Yeah, I do.
That's cultural things, bro.
I do this bit about how I want medical aid, and then your medical aid doesn't pay, and then you got to take your own Mercurochrome. And then as soon as people laugh, I'm like, you're old as fuck.
Yeah. Nice.
I can swear, right?
Yeah.
It's kind of late.
You did it already.
I mean, we don't, but you
sorry,
can do
my
what
apologies.
You just do what
listeners.
You want to do, I guess.
Apologies in advance.
There we go.
Nice. That's his other show, the third show that he's involved with.
We're quite upset, actually, because last year, we thought we were being quite cool by bringing up three shows. We
yes.
did.
I thought you were.
And then a duo
it
one.
Was good.
And then like a chat show thing.
Yes.
And now you've done it. And we've only brought up two. Is that like intentional? You're just trying to move us out of Grahamstown.
Yeah, no, basically I live by the brother strip way of planning. You know what I mean? So whatever you do this year, I'm bringing back next year in a different version. So, you know, I might have a podcast.
Podcast in a car. Opposite the coffee shop.
Yeah.
But inside a radio studio.
Yes.
In an OB van.
In an OB van.
But recording on a Huawei. Like, totally doing it wrong.
That's great.
Love it. Love it.
So we like to play games on this podcast.
And, nice. We've heard about Jimmy Fallon.
This one
they've played it with you guys.
Different.
Seinfeld's played it with you guys.
Yeah.
Big time. Dalen has a very weird view of this podcast. So he's just saying millions of listeners.
Yeah. I thought the first time he said it, he was kind of being sarcastic.
Now
I've seen
it.
The third time, he's like,
I think he really believes this. Yeah. He's like, oh, my Asian LA is going to love this.
Her name's actually LA. She's not in LA, but we'll go with it.
So we're going to play a game of true or false. Very simple concept. We'll say a statement.
Yes.
You guys pick apart the statement.
Sure.
And decide at the end whether it is true or false.
Cool.
I'll start. My statement is, I once played a rock in a school play.
True. Montessori school.
True.
That's private school stuff, bro. You do it.
What was the context of this play that they needed a rock?
So he was late he was sick. Yes. For the day they had the real auditions.
The auditions, he was not there.
He was ill. And then there was a scene at the Rock of Gibraltar. And the teacher felt that we can't just put the, you know what I mean? And it's expensive to actually bring a rock. It's better to exploit a child.
And make him a rock.
Yes, and dress him as a rock.
Well, the truth is, it's sadder than that because I did audition for an actual role and still got...
You got The Rock.
And you got The Rock.
Rock.
Oh.
Not The Rock.
And not yeah, even yeah. The A-Rock. Yeah, it's
I'd
not The Rock.
I'd love to have played The Rock.
Yeah.
How did you? At that time, I guess you would have been the wrestler, The Rock.
Yes. Yeah. You were shouting random, can you smell? They're like,
no. You don't have dialogue. You're messing up the play.
You're one of the quiet rocks.
You're concrete. There's an ant crawling on
yeah,
you.
Yeah, I didn't even get talking rock.
Did you have to dress up to play The Rock?
I was just crouched under like some kind of a sack.
Was this a private school? These are questions that needs to be asked.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah.
I don't actually really know. What is a private school?
We don't know. One, yeah. We're pedophiles, aren't letting. I don't know.
Just yeah, well then that
so
one.
So patient.
Yeah.
Good Lord.
No, that's fine. The same
another
one.
Dark I don't know, what turn. Do you think about Weinberg?
Wow.
Okay, so.
Oh, my word. Bojack, must speak to your guests.
Dylan, you'll know the school. Berkeley Primary.
Oh, it's a good school. It's a good
okay,
school.
Okay, so. Please
the kind of school where you put a kid under a sack and call him a rock.
Yeah.
We still haven't established.
I think it's true.
I want to know what the play was.
Yeah, what is the play?
I was young. It was sub A, sub E play. There was no general theme. No. A lot of sing songs.
You're lying.
Colors.
If you played a rock, you would remember the name of the play.
Do you think
no
so?
No one forgets the play they played a rock in.
I played the clock in Beauty and the Beast.
Oh, that's
play
a
the
cool,
clock.
That's
yeah.
a cool
what
role.
What were you standing?
I don't know what I was doing. I know I was on the stage for some time. But what
no,
happened
very good.
Yeah, no, but what happened in between was like...
Did you miss the audition or were you in London?
No, at that age I wasn't. I couldn't travel.
So you don't remember the name of this play.
I
you
don't,
said
I don't
you
think it had
B.
a name. I think it was just like all the kids are singing it to their parents
well,
and
some
I got
of the
to
kids.
Play a rock.
Yeah, you couldn't have been singing if you were a rock.
What type of rock were
it's
you?
It's verdict time. Igneous.
Igneous.
Wow, it's very specific. I like that. Sounds like a good play, man.
Yeah. Okay. I don't know what igneous rock is. And you were QS.
Well, you igneous. We wouldn't use the igneous rock.
You were a teacher. Don't look at it.
Yeah. I like how you're offloading like life questions to me. You're like,
I'm going to cry by the time I'm done here, bro.
Okay, what's the verdict?
I'm saying it's yes.
We got a yes, a
yeah,
yes, and
yes.
From Simon.
Yeah,
I can see you playing a rock.
That's nice of you. It's actually false. I didn't play rock, but funnily enough, I did play a clock.
There we go.
So we were kind of clock brothers.
You see, there we crossed swords.
Hands.
So right. Swords is a very
swords
different
is
thing.
A different thing.
My truth or lie is I was so good at high jump in junior school. They named a trophy after me.
You don't know. You
no,
don't.
That's
I've seen you walk fast. You can't be athletic. You can't.
Can't be athletic.
You've seen him walk fast.
Yeah, to the car. It's just that's you know you can see people walk fast.
You haven't seen me jump.
You took offense to
also, that. Also, trophies are only named after dead people.
Yeah.
Thing is with Simon
you
and
know what
athleticism
I mean?
Is that he wasn't very athletic for a lot of his life, and I think he was picked on for that. But he is quite athletic now.
Yeah.
So to say no, you're not athletic, it is quite offensive to somebody who's
that's why when I said that.
I'm a reborn athlete.
I'm more offensive. I was pretty good at high jump.
She's getting nervous now.
No, only dead people have trophies named after the Webb Ellis Cup, the Jules Rimet,
or people that are dead good at the thing they're doing, like me.
No, I'm still not going with you on this one.
They were good and then they're dead.
How high was your highest jump?
Oh, so high.
Yeah,
that's good.
And they usually give meters.
They do give a medal for so high.
Yeah, it was 2.4 meters.
Oh yes. How old were you?
No ways.
How old were you?
2.4.
If you said 1.8, you'd be like, yeah, maybe. 2.4, that is extremely high.
Oh, I'm telling you, I was really good at it.
He was very good at it. He didn't say that up front. He was honest with us.
You don't reach those heights if you're not good.
If you're not an Olympic gold medalist.
I thought you were going to say they named like the style of jump after you, like the Fosbury flop. the fun vague. Like,
so what did they call this thing?
The high jump.
The trophy.
It was called the Streep trophy for high jump.
No, my real name, my real surname is Van Veek. It was called the Simon Van Veek.
I'm calling BS on this one. I'm sorry. Your Veek, Honor.
High jump trophy.
No further questions.
You ran out of 140 characters. No.
All right.
You false.
So false.
And you are correct. That is false. Yeah.
What a surprise.
Yeah, no, I didn't. Okay. I was, but to be honest, I was pretty good at high jump, though.
I'm glad you.
I won it one year.
Can I claim
that's just because I was tall.
Yeah, you just stepped over.
Yeah.
Can I claim the Simon Van Veek trophy for winning True or False?
Yeah, you can.
Thank you.
Hey, okay, do you want to try True or False, Dalen?
Yes, yeah. True or
Let's
False.
Go. True or False.
Let's do this one for fun. I can recite the alphabet backwards.
Oh,
okay.
I think I've actually used this one on a previous true or false.
Yeah, all right. I totally believe that.
Wait. I'm gonna
You're a teacher. You're a teacher.
I'm gonna quickly write down the alphabet backwards while you guys talk, so we can quiz them just now.
Okay. Well, let's really pick this apart. When did you discover this skill of yours?
I was writing a joke, and I thought that I would need this skill.
Okay,
and then
so
I
you're
did
a comedian,
it, and I try to be.
Yeah, and you're performing shows at the Grahamstown Festival this year.
Yeah, and then I did it, and then it wasn't funny, but I was like, I think it's cool.
So it's a cool skill to have in case it comes up on a podcast later.
Yeah, I was prepping for this show, and I knew that there was this segment. So I got the brief in February 2017. I was like, from February to July, we're learning the alphabet.
These are lies. You had no
just
idea.
Just for the brothers. I'm being so sarcastic
now. Did you learn it?
Mojack is looking at me like I'm serious.
So Mojack's like, why didn't I get the brief?
Yeah, damn it.
Did you learn it in the ABC kind of way or the abacadabra kind of way?
In both.
Oh, yes.
Okay. Now you really... No, if you just know how to do it before, you can't set yourself up for
I'm
failure.
I'm setting myself up for failure because I might stuff up a few
okay,
letters.
Okay, well, I've now written it down so I can
actually
check
you. Well, we need
to
declare up front what we think.
Otherwise, I say true.
I think it is true. I think he has... I think he's done it more to kind of pick up ladies... Like it's like a failed attempt. He thinks that this might impress someone.
Yeah, like sometimes in the club you want to pick up a dyslexic beautiful lady.
And what did she say?
Dyslexic. They won't know if you got it right or wrong.
They're just like, you speak so well.
Yeah.
In Dalen's mind, I think he thinks that this is a genuine talent. So I'm saying it's true.
Yeah. I'm gonna go false because I think he's been overconfident by saying he can do it phonetically as well.
Okay.
Okay. Let's go from the back.
Go.
Cool. Oh, it's true. So it's true.
All right.
Okay. So should we do the first just ABBA?
No, go back. No, just go straight. Go straight.
Okay, just go. I might stuff a few letters. Okay. Ze yaks wa va asata rekwapa al mnaka ja I haga fa e daka ba a.
Okay, that's 100% correct.
Wow. That's how you say the ABC after 35 tequilas.
Yeah. And then I feel like there should be a cheer. Like that big guy over there, you should be cheering.
Hey.
Here we go.
Okay, we didn't brief the audience. Sorry. We messed up.
All right, and with the proper letters?
Yo, this is the difficult one, eh?
Really?
Yeah.
I would have thought the other one would have been way more difficult.
No, this was a difficult one. Let's see if we can do this. ZYXWVUSTRQPO.
No, you're really wrong. But
okay,
cool. I mean, it's still fine.
It's fine. Kill my dream. Kill my old dream. Yeah.
Sweet.
Thank you. I like that because the teachers usually give kids a chance to be wrong.
Yeah.
You just said you're wrong.
I wouldn't do that with a teacher. I'd be like, that's not how life works.
Yeah, you dumb mother.
What the nice thing about that skill, though, or... You know, talent. I don't know if I can call it a skill or talent, but the nice thing about what you
it's
just
not
did
a skill,
is that you could probably get it quite wrong and no one knows.
No one knows at all. Because people are stupid and they agree with so
wow,
many things.
Wow, that's harsh.
That's a blanket, statement.
All you needed
the people
to do,
I've dealt with are stupid.
All you needed to do was kind of mumble through all of it and end strong with GFEDCBA.
Yeah. And then you sorted. Are you bragging because you knew GFEDCBA?
All right.
That's my half a skill.
It wouldn't be a podcast without giving you guys a chance to sort of shamelessly plug your shows.
Yes.
So, Mojack, tell us about your shows.
All six of them.
Three, close. underachieving. We here with, first of all, apologies in advance, which is a stand-up and improv show featuring myself, the one and only Skulk Bezadenote, and Prince. And every night we have different guests. I think tonight's show will have Loiso Gola, who has just come back from the UK. Then I've got a one-man show called Rewriting History. It's a stand-up comedy show about history and politics. And then I've got a show called How Did I Get Here, which is just about my life. All three of these shows at the Scout Hall. Tickets available on the NAF website. Thank you, guys.
And huge round of applause, ladies and gentlemen.
Which is your favorite of the three shows?
Rewriting History is my latest one, and it's nice figuring it out. So I'm really enjoying where it's taking me and the format. Yeah,
that's awesome.
And Apologies is also really dope, like playing
with
the guys.
Yeah,
it's a really fun show. Yeah,
yeah.
Those two.
I'm being weird. I really enjoy watching you perform.
You've
got a really cool rhythm.
Thank you. I appreciate
that. You seduce and charm the audience into watching you like this. Yes.
I think charm is both of you actually as performers have a lot of charm and like charisma before you even start.
I'm just copying him.
Really?
Mojack,
everything. I want to know. So you speak to pretty much everyone in your audience and find out a lot about them during your show.
I do.
Still manage to tell your actual show,
yes,
which is very impressive. Did you use that kind of Brian So-and-so's Mega Memory box kit that was like sold the in the 90s with the tapes?
I did three tapes and then I forgot, which is ironic when you're learning Mega Memory to forget to...
I genuinely feel like you could walk around to anyone on the green and like know their life story after having had them in your audience.
So I MC a lot of shows in Joburg and I've gotten used to like audience interaction, but I used to rap back in the day. And like, so if you freestyle, first of all, you've gotta make sense and you've gotta rhyme on the spot. You know what I mean?
I don't believe you. Let's hear.
It's like, yo,
you gotta drop a verse.
Yo, your politics are terrible. You're like Sarah Palin, hanging out at the Revelations Coffee with Dalen.
Whoa!
Rolling up on you. That's how we creep. We're on the podcast with the brothers Streep. I'm willing and able. Two coffee tables, number 13. My style's dirt clean, having a cappuccino. Getting money at the casino, that's funny.
With an albino.
I'm not paying with this with my money. Yeah.
Tell me.
There we go, you know what I mean? So it's like...
I want to kick over tables now. I feel like...
So when that's you rap, great. you've got to make sense and rhyme. So yeah, like when you do crowd work, you just kind of have to make sense.
Yeah, well, you're very good at it because I think crowd work works or doesn't work and guys kind of seem to push into it even though it's not working sometimes and that can get very awkward. But I've never seen that in your shows, and we've been to a number of them. So
thank you. I'm just trying to get the people to tell us, because this is the thing about an audience. Like, everyone's there for the first time together.
Yeah.
So we're all figuring each other out.
Yes.
Like, our own politics. Like, what are we laughing at? And talking to people in the crowd contextualizes who they are, because they're not... it's people.
Yeah.
They're still people.
Do you perform in your Bafana tracksuit?
In the bedroom, yes. No, I do not. This is too casual for a show. I wouldn't wear this.
I'm pulling your leg.
How often do you let the audience dictate where you will go? Because it seems like you're quite aware of who's in there and you might not do a joke because you just know that they won't... Because you do get some comedians who almost don't care. They'll just they'll be like, this is what I wrote, this is what I'll do, no matter if anyone's laughing or who's in the room.
Yes.
Whereas you seem to sort of tailor make it in the moment, be like, I won't say that, or we'll go that far.
In a smaller room, I am playing to what I'm seeing because it's like you also gotta give the people what they want.
Yeah.
As much as you committed and love a joke, it's like, well, that's just for me. Or that's a bit I can do in Durban.
Yeah.
Or that I can do in Joburg. Or that works really well in Cape Town. So that's the other thing about talking to the people. It's like, what are your sensibilities? What do you care about? Otherwise, it's just me rambling on about, you know, like things people don't care about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, on that point, with the sensibilities and the various areas people come from, that was my biggest worry with this, with my new show, because there's a lot of Cape Town isms.
Sure.
So you're setting up stuff, and in Grahamstown, everyone's from all over.
Yeah.
So you set out, like last night, first show, setting up with fear.
Yes.
Because you're like, I don't know if you're familiar with what I'm talking about.
Yes, yes.
And then you get a giggle, you're like, okay, cool, you're with me. And then you kind of start dropping the nerve, but still with so much explanation.
Yes.
But still without so much explanation. So it's a scary space.
No, of course.
But it's a good scary space.
Dalen, what I love about your audience participation is that you always end up giving people quite fun nicknames.
Yeah.
And quite often if someone's just shouted out Carp Status where they came from, then that will be the person's nickname
for
throughout
the whole
show. Yeah. But yesterday you had someone called Toilet, which is also quite
fun. Yeah, this is, dude, have you ever heard this? This lady was sitting in the second row in front, and she asked to go to the bathroom. She's like, Mr. Oliver, I'm going to go to the bathroom.
Playing to your teacher background.
Yeah, playing to my teacher background. I was like, cool, that's weird. No one asks.
Yeah, nobody asks.
No one asks. And then we all waited for her, and then she came back, and we were like, you mustn't ask, because now we know.
Yeah.
And then, because you can't go on to the next gag.
Yes.
Because we know you're going to pee. And the bathroom's in the venue.
Oh, wow.
At Bowling Club.
I see. Yes, it's right on the side there.
And then we waited for her and she came back. It was just very funny.
You just started referring to her as Toilet.
Yeah. As Toilet.
Toilet, you know what I'm talking about.
I shook her hand afterwards during the show. Like,
I'm sure she was cool.
You looked disgusted when you shook her hand.
You judgmental.
What's your show called, Dennis?
My show is called Face for Radio. I forgot to mention...
That's unkind to your face.
Very unkind to my face.
Yeah.
And unfair.
Unfair.
Yeah.
This is the reason for the name. I'm still trying to figure out whether or not I'm going to explain it in the show.
Because last night you definitely didn't.
I didn't.
That was the one thing we were waiting for.
So this is what I'll probably do today. explain the name, because there's nothing... It's a throwback show, basically, to growing up.
Sure.
But the name came about through a Facebook inbox. I work in broadcasting back in Cape Town. And I got a message that says, hey, and this is the thing with social media. It opens up platforms for people to be very honest. When
yes.
A it's weird because we don't know each other. But because you're an adult, you're fine with it.
Yeah.
If you were a kid, you wouldn't be fine with it. So the message said, hey, listen to you guys every morning. Really enjoy the show. I'm like, hey, thank you. This is so cool. Like this. Then she replies, it's really cool to put a name to a face.
Yes.
I'm like, okay, lekker. Pop into a comedy show sometimes. She's like, yes, yeah, cool. Yes. Just want to say, your voice sounds great, but your face doesn't look so lekker.
What?
The person said that
they
to you.
They said this on Facebook. So I found this hilarious. This was funny. I was like, well, this is interesting, but okay, cool. Thank you. And then I was laughing. I'm like, the Facebook radio analogy popped up out of that. And I thought it's very funny because I'm 10 years post-matric. You're not affected by that anymore. If you were like 18 or 21, you'd be like, oh my word, they said I have a Facebook radio.
Yeah.
Now you're just like, yeah. But that's, where the name came from.
So there's no joke there. It just seemed like someone who was trying to compliment you. She's got
she was trying to compliment me.
Yeah. I think they were doing that thing, in the book, The Game.
They were negging me. I was like, that's not negging me.
Just really wanted to make love to you.
Yeah,
and you,
to my face.
And you read that situation so wrong.
Yeah.
You could be married now.
I could have been married because I was a handsome guy. I was a handsome guy before the show. So that's how the name came about. And then, you know, it's a thing when you have a name before you have a show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because the Arts Fest says you need a show name by Jay.
Yeah,
definitely.
And then I was like, I need a show name. And then a face for
that. And then I'll write a show.
And then you'll write the show.
Before, on the way up.
Then I'll write material.
While I'm driving up. Yeah. That's why those trucks were whiling.
Because you were running your seat.
Yeah, I was like, kudu.
So yeah, that's how it's about.
And you are kind of doing a new radio show at the moment.
We are. It's called the Happy Hour. So nice. Yeah, myself and Carl Weber, now the comedian back in Cape Town, we host a show every Monday on Good Hope FM, 11 to 12. And it's fun because they've given us carte blanche.
Sure.
It's SABC, so there are obviously restrictions.
Okay.
Yeah. But yeah.
Yeah, we know exactly.
And here come the restrictions.
You just censored yourself.
I censored myself
not even
so much.
On their radio station.
All I'm saying, there's no more clouds involved.
You've been indoctrinated, my friend.
I've been indoctrinated, Yeah. But it's been fun because Carl and I have a lekker relationship. We started together, so it's like this, two buddies busy chatting, you know what I mean? So yeah.
Love it.
Sweet. Great.
When you guys are in Cape Town, you're in Cape Town.
Yeah, you're about to say something that makes you look bad because you just clearly haven't given us the invite so far.
No, I was going to say this because what we've done, we've been very stingy with the Cape Town guys because we know they're always going to be in Cape Town.
Yeah. So don't take us for granted.
We're easing into the show to figure out the hour.
So what you're trying to say is you're going to invite Merjack before you invite
us. Yeah, that's what I was
going to
say.
Basically, I thought we had established that.
Because we've had Deep Fried Man was in on Monday.
Oh, damn. My bad.
That hurts because at least he's also musical comedy. Great.
And then if you have a show happening, pull in. Because like Skulk had a show and Snare, so we're like, yo, pull in.
To punt the show.
But then spend the hour with us, create content with us, but then punt the show.
Yeah. Cool.
So if there's purpose, you know what I mean? Bless Does that up. Sound fair?
Yeah, that sounds great. Yeah.
So we're looking forward to it.
We did a radio show once, like an online radio show.
Nice. Theater,
and it wasn't very popular when it started because you have to build up popularity.
Of course,
but we tried to get the biggest names in up front.
Yeah.
So,
I'm always ready. I'm cam ready.
And so by the time people were listening, we'd run out of big names. Whereas what you've done is you've saved the big name now
of
the Brothers Streep.
Of course.
Once you've got a big listenership, we'll come on.
I like that.
Foresight.
When we need sponsorship, we bring up the Brothers Streep.
That's
how it's going to work.
We like to ask the big question on the podcast too.
Yes.
Big philosophical stuff. Really kind of meaty stuff we can unpack. So today's question is, if time travel is possible, why has nobody come back from the future yet?
Why has no one come back from the future yet?
Yeah.
Ellen Ziller.
I think they realize how they realize
you
how
got a Rolodex of punchlines in your head. I think Ellen Ziller would work.
Ellen Ziller, just say Ellen Ziller.
I think
it someone get a laugh.
I think someone in the future has seen how terribly this all ends.
Yeah,
and they're just like,
they want it to be a surprise.
Yeah, and they're like, you guys have 2 years left.
You don't know
tops.
Yeah,
the ice caps are melting.
The water's melting.
You know, Mvongo's been renewed for another season.
Oh.
You've got genetically modified vegetables.
Donkeys.
Yes.
Even your chicken.
Cluck.
It's terrible.
They bark.
Yeah, now the chickens.
I don't think you're aware of this, but Dalen's just playing word association.
Yeah, that's right. I like it.
You say chicken, he says cluck.
He says cluck.
What else can you say anymore?
The music gets worse.
It's hectic, but
Bieber becomes the president of the world.
I've become a fan, eh? Despacito.
I've always been a fan of Justin
he's so
Bieber.
Cool. He's so cool.
He's talented.
I have one question. I don't know if you've listened to Despacito. There's one line when they go, Robeca. How many M's does that mean? Because it's an Italian word, Spanish word.
I've not heard that song. That's a song I hear in passing.
Okay, you don't listen to it?
Oh, no, I can't.
Culturally, you can't?
What do you mean culturally?
I'm just asking questions.
What does that mean? You're making me seem like...
Jalen's asking the big, big
question. I'm asking the big question. Can you listen to it in the hood? That's what I'm asking.
Of course you can listen to it in the hood. Will people hang out with you later? No. But you can do whatever you want. It's just a song
it's
that doesn't...
You can do it, have whatever you like. Don't get the lyrics.
Guys, I think it's because they have come back. And then what they've changed has caused them to not exist in the future, so they never came back. And so we wouldn't know.
Like the butterfly.
Like
a few, like Daft time Punk. Traveling butterfly.
Butterfly effect.
Yeah, like Daft Punk, because no one knows who they are.
I think it's just propaganda. I think they've just put out the word that like they've kind of made up the story that time travel can't exist because no one's come back.
I don't know about propaganda. I've seen a proper goose. I don't know.
More word it says. Do you know who did come back from the future?
I like that joke.
Darth Vader. Because they made the last three movies and then came back and did the prequels.
Yes.
So
they did the future first.
You
and
see
then,
what
yeah.
I mean? And then he was telling people he's their daddy.
That's
good. Nobody talks about how Darth Vader was just an absent father.
Exactly.
which I think upsets me a little bit because he's in all black and what they're really suggesting.
He is that traditionally.
Yes.
All absent fathers.
So I've been meaning to talk to Lucas about that.
You must quite like that all the like stormtroopers are white and they're the bad guys. So that's...
That balances it out. That really brings me...
The first time you ever see a stormtrooper take his helmet off, he's a black guy.
I'm joking guys, we're not politicizing Star Wars, we're just talking shit.
I've never grown up. This is my question.
I've never grown up.
Yeah, you are a child.
I'm a child.
Get it together, bro.
I know, I've got my first mustache happening. I didn't grow up watching Star Wars.
I caught it the one with Darth Maul. And I was like, you know, I can mess with this.
Yeah.
I like the idea of force choking someone. Like, you know, like you go to Home Affairs and you're on the line really long.
Yeah, Home choking. Affairs a lot, it seems.
I have. So
traveling to London.
So I constantly am a victim of crime, like back home. And I still appreciate Joburg. So a couple of months ago, I had my car broken into and they took my backpack, which had my laptop, ID, and my passport. So I had to go through the rigmarole of getting all of those documents again. Yeah. But I do wish sometimes, like, I could... You know what I mean? Just like from far away.
Because Home Affairs doesn't care for you as a human being.
They do not.
They are immune to anything.
You know what's crazy about Home Affairs? You can wait in the line for 3 hours, get to the front, then it's cutoff time, and they go, okay, thank you, we'll see you tomorrow.
Done.
You're like, what?
Done, bruh.
I've been here for 4 hours.
Done. And you argue, and they're not smiling. They're just like, we're done.
Main problem with Home Affairs is they seem to be very okay with you standing in the wrong queue.
Yes.
Like, they'll sort of direct you purposely to the wrong queue. You'll get to the front and be like, we really can't help you. I don't know why you're here.
I will say this about them, in their defense, once you have given them your paperwork, it's really quick.
Yeah, they're speedy. They send SMSs even.
Yeah, so you'll have your new ID and passport in like 7 days.
Nice.
You know what I mean? So shout out to them for that.
Aware. Maybe they should handle the textbook saga as well.
I grew up on Star Wars. I enjoyed it a lot.
You like Star Wars?
Oh, yeah. Are you a fan? I've never been a fan.
I was more of a biker mice from Mars.
Yeah, Vinny was cool. You look like a biker mice.
Vinny.
Who was Vinny again?
Vinny Diesel.
Vinny was the cool biker mice guy.
He was the white one.
Yes, that's why I liked him. I needed a relation.
That was a great show. I really enjoyed that.
Yeah, and Ninja Turtles is the other one. Shredder.
I did not grow up on
just
that.
All these animals that have these weird pastimes.
How could you like biker mice but not Ninja Turtles?
Yeah. I missed that. That was like,
they were rats. That should be more culturally like accurate for us.
I'm from the hood, so
not everyone though had like
M-Net. Street
Sharks. I couldn't watch Ninja Turtles. I had access to the like Zulu Tom and Jerry.
Okay.
And Chucky and George.
Yeah.
Which was really I mean.
Well, sometimes it was, sometimes it wasn't. Depended who you got.
Give us like a scene from Sharky and George in Sesotho.
What happened in Sharky and George?
What was Sharky and George?
Crime busters.
Odyssey. Yeah.
Okay, so they were like a detective.
Sharky and George.
Any mystery.
And then
we have just enough time. I'm going to move this on.
All the Born Frees have tuned out.
Yeah, they're done.
That was time travel.
Yeah, we have time travel.
We just don't have time to go into a quick fire question round.
Yes.
There are points involved in this, so I'll be asking Dalen questions. Dalen will be asking Mojack questions, and we will kind of score your answers. And depending on
Tom
who...
Tom Noakes. How are you, Tom? You all? No? Okay, cool.
That guy's not impressed.
Yeah, he looks like Tom Noakes.
All right, Dalen... Complete the sentence. An apple a day keeps
the drugs away. A doctor away. The real answer.
You can give whatever answer. What is your final answer?
A doctor away. The doctor away.
Wrong. It keeps Granny Smith in pay. So you. Oh, have
okay.
Not won.
Okay. Cool. Oh, so yes.
Majak.
Yes.
On a scale of one to amazing, how is this podcast going?
Amaze balls.
Wow.
Okay, that's wrong. It wasn't on the scale. But thank you anyway.
Dalen, when was the last time you sneezed?
I've got a very strong nose, so this morning.
I believe that's true. All right.
Thank you. Thank
Mojak,
you.
What's yes. your favorite flavor of wine gums?
Shiraz.
Top answer. Top answer.
Favorite flavor wine gum, Shiraz.
I would have accepted red or black. So okay, I think I'm going to give you a point for that.
Yeah, thank you. All right,
Dalen, what's the main ingredient in bottled water?
Plastic.
Oh, that's actually quite a good answer.
It's a great answer.
Yeah. I had here water though, so unfortunately.
Okay, Mojak, if you could date a musical instrument, which one would you date?
I would date a.
I don't know why you're looking at me.
This is quickfire, by the way.
Quickfire, yes. I'd date a conga.
Why?
Because it would play to the rhythm of my life.
Whoa! Oh,
it's almost like he's been asked that before.
Yeah, actually, I was on Tinder and I saw Bright in the conga.
Or he's dated someone.
Come on, everybody, do the conga.
Dalen, if you could change your name.
Great time.
Yes.
If you could change your name, but you could only change it to Oliver Dalen,
yes.
Would you?
Yes, I would.
Okay, that's perfect.
Because then I'd have two first names and then you're living your best life.
Nice.
I should not confuse the homophase would be.
That's yeah. what my mom calls you anyway, so I'm quite
Oliver
glad.
Oliver Dalen,
yeah,
thank
she
you.
She doesn't know that you're called Dalen yeah. Oliver.
Well, that's what Caucasian people call me. Yeah. Oliver Dalen. I'm like, yes, more familiarity.
We can do like a little tally up of how many of our guests your mom's gone to see.
Yeah.
So far, she's gone to see Dalen's show. I know that.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
She came to the Baxter as well, eh?
She did, yeah.
Thank you very much.
She really loved it.
Thank you.
To go see
can
Face
I please
Radio.
Give a comps for Cape Town show? Can
no,
I please?
She'll want to pay. No, I know what she'll say. She'll say, I want to support Oliver Dalen. Let me pay.
I want to support Oliver Booth.
All right, Mojak,
yes.
whose slogan is because you're worth it?
The drug dealer down the road. Hey, whenever he passes you a bank, he's like, because you're worth it.
As he whispers it in your ear.
Yeah, as you hand him the money only, though. Yeah.
I had L'Oreal, but I'm going to give you that point.
Okay. Elliot.
Yeah. Close. Cool.
I'm going to give you that point.
All right, Dalen, what is No Viral Lad, an anagram of?
No
Viral Lad.
No Viral. Virtual reality.
No, it's an anagram of Dalen Oliver.
Oh, is that?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's incredible.
Yeah. Work that into your show somewhere.
I also, just in case,
thank
in case
you.
You're interested.
Can I steal that gag?
Of course, yeah.
Thank you.
Can.
Thank you.
Her Sherbet Protest is an anagram of the Brothers Streep.
And wow.
Look, Joke Ham. Is an anagram of Mojak Lehakul. So
nice. That's
oh, wow.
Non-Muslim jokes. Non-joke, low
who?
Joke. No joke ham.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
No, I went. Okay.
So there you Mojak, would you rather see a crocodile in a while or an alligator later?
I'd rather have the crocodile that's on my arm. I have a tattoo of a crocodile on
serious?
My arm. Yeah.
Why?
Because it's my family totem. It was really painful.
Wow.
Do you want to see? Oh, it's weird. It's a podcast. Nobody can see this.
Yeah.
I'll rub my tattoo into the mic and hopefully you guys will.
Wow.
I'll show you in a moment. Yeah. So what was the question?
You got it wrong.
Yeah.
All right.
Dalen, winning at life.
Dalen, who wrote To Kill a Mockingbird?
My neighbor.
Oh, that is. What's your neighbor's name?
J.K. Rowling.
Okay. No, unfortunately, I would have accepted Harper Lee.
Yes, I did it at school, eh?
I would have just accepted I Don't Know, because that would have also been a correct answer
nice.
From you.
Or,
so.
Posey, there we go.
Eminem, I think he wrote a yes. song about mockingbirds.
Yeah. Hey, Lee, I know you miss your mom, and I know you miss your dad.
There we
I'm
go.
Gone, but I'm trying to give you the life that I never had. I
can when, see it you whirls, when it twirls, when it twirls, when it smells.
By my little
baby.
There we go.
Oh, wow.
That's a lovely tattoo.
So I got a lion and a crocodile
this
on my arm.
This is an awesome tattoo.
Yeah.
Be the
king of your own kingdom.
Nice.
You should have gone true or false with that.
Oh, yeah.
I've got
yeah.
a massive crocodile tattoo
that's
on my
Williams
arm.
That's Zimbabwe's right, yes.
slogan
as well.
Be the king of your own kingdom. Be after the
all
kingdom
right,
out.
All Mojak, Rotunga Junction or Gold Reef City?
Rotunga Junction, I'm not a fan of. It's just a busy street. You know what I mean? And there's never pointsmen. Like, insurance doesn't care about that intersection.
Desmond Dube or
and
not.
And Gold Reef City, also not great because they've killed, like, the reef. You know what I mean? Like, you know the Great Barrier Reef in Australia?
Yeah.
All dying. So there's none of that. There's none of the reef is made of gold.
So you don't like either. So Gold... Rotunga Junction or Gold Reef City?
Boswell Wilkie Circus.
Amazing. I had that as the answer.
Awesome.
Dalen, what is Alan Committee's deepest, darkest secret?
that it's Afrikaans answer. You can't Alan committee. He doesn't a committee.
Okay.
So, I commit. So if he says something, he's not going to commit to it. Okay, like, yeah. Alan committee. That's Alan, are you going to be at 10 a.m.? I'm not sure. Nice. Alan committee.
That's a good answer. I'll give you a, good Lord. Give you a point.
Hi, Jack, which Friends character are you?
Which Friends character are you?
Can I say something after this? But yeah.
The black one.
I was going to say, yeah. there's no black people
that's
in
problem.
Friends.
There is no black
exactly.
people in Friends.
All the
that's
episodes.
So I'm
we
none
need
of,
to address
hey,
that.
You say you're none of them. That's the answer. I have the answer as none
I'm,
of them.
I'm more of a Joey with a bit of Phoebe and some Chandler.
Yeah, all of them.
Because I have schizophrenia. you know, I don't know which one I am.
No, that's fine. You got it right.
Right, Dalen, why do elephants have big ears?
Why are you picking on me? Why are you making this personal?
That's just
you're saying
that
they have a
question.
Big trunk
no,
and big ears.
I
was picked on as a kid.
Say you had a big trunk.
They called me Order at school. Why was you?
Yeah. The correct what? Answer.
Oh, is it not? Okay.
It's not. Well, I mean, do you know the answer?
To be on notes.
To be on notes. No.
South African notes. Is an elephant on any of the notes?
Elephants have big ears because...
part of the Big Five.
It's because Noddy wouldn't pay the ransom. That's
nice.
Naughty, when last I heard
Naughty. It's a little childish joke there.
The Born Freezer are struggling, eh?
Yeah. Jack, yes. We only have like six more of these, don't worry.
Cool.
Quick fire. Yeah. True or false, I already have an answer for this one in my head.
Yes.
Correct.
Awesome, right. I love Dalen, that question.
Can you get out of your seat and jump around, jump up, and get down. Jump.
Insane in the Membrane.
Correct.
Thank you. Yeah. What a song.
I would have loved to have seen it though.
Yeah.
Mojack, yes. Your favorite soapy theme song, bonus point for singing it.
The theme music for the Lifebuoy advert.
Where?
Favorite oh, song, like good. Soapy.
Oh, that's great.
Theme song.
Don't
yeah.
you have a Lifebuoy
I would
gag?
Have also accepted.
Can I just have a groupie moment? Can I have a groupie moment?
Yeah.
I'm a fan of your Marmite gag.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, my word. Oh,
thank you.
It's such a beautiful gag.
Thank you very much. I like that gag.
I love that
Marmite
gag.
One of my favorites.
Watching it is like
see the show to get the Marmite gag.
We're just putting out teasers here. Well, that's something totally
different. My last question for you, Dalen. Have you ever hugged Barry Ronger?
Barry Hilton, yes.
Barry Hilton.
Barry
Ronger,
yes. And his hand disappeared.
So that's a wrong.
That's a wrong Barry.
Yeah.
All right, no
and
points for them.
Last up, Mojack, do you know where the Hangar venue is? Because we've got a show to go
to. The Hangar venue, that's it's at Edgar's.
Yeah, it's a coat store.
And they have a sale, the red Hangar sale.
Yes.
Once every 3 to 6 months where you can buy cologne you don't want. For marginally less than you would like to. English awesome. Blazer.
Now that is
now
funny,
at
but
20.
Not helpful because we genuinely have no idea where the Hangar is in Grahamstown.
My point of reference in Grahamstown is Debonairs.
Yes, that's the focal point of life.
So really? If somebody goes, meet me here, I'm like, but where is that from Debonairs?
Oh, I'd try not use Debonairs in a sentence.
There all right.
Okay, at the end of that, Mojack scored 7. What have you got?
Wow, Dalen, you underperformed with
thank
4
you.
Out of 10.
Oh, well done, Mojack.
Nice, that's good. I'm improving.
That's all why right. all this Bafana kit. All
yeah,
about the winning,
you're winning.
Man. I'm winning, bro.
We're actually improving. I'm very excited with the new Bafana
era. Very nice, very
it's
nice.
Good.
Well, we have reached the end of the show. Thank you very much for those who have come and who have listened. We'll be on again tomorrow at 10 and throughout the festival at 10 a.m. Tomorrow's guest is Louise Rie, who...
from the UK.
She is from the UK.
Oh, nice.
Awesome.
So I don't know how...
She's flying in for the podcast?
She
especially
because of the
millions of listeners. Everybody knows that
big budgets, bro.
But if you are in Grahamstown, you can catch Dalen at the Berlin Club today at 4:30. You can catch him tomorrow at 12:30 or on Tuesday at 4:30 and a whole bunch of other times.
Thank you.
Throughout the fest.
Nice.
I'm gonna give that couple comps. I'm gonna give them comps.
Yeah, go for it.
They've been cool. Thank you.
You can also catch Mojack in How Did I Get You at the Scout Hall today at 2 p.m.
Oh no.
Sunday at 8 p.m. Monday at noon and also other dates. Or Rewriting History Scout Hall 6 p.m. today. Sunday 10 a.m. Monday 6 p.m. all other dates apologies in advance, also at the Scout Hall every night at 10 p.m. I think we might be on it at some stage,
yes,
which will be fun.
On many stages, the biggest stage.
I
just want to say, after saying that, I'll give that couple comps. I can lip read. She said, but we don't want to see the show, so
very nice,
thank you.
That's fine. No, we've got comps
just,
for our show,
just so
we
hear it. You do have a face for radio.
All right,
and how can people find you online if they aren't seeing you in Grahamstown?
Follow him on the N1 back to Joburg.
Yes, and I have a subreddit called MILF Hunter. Yeah. But it's only for, it's just a thingy for orphans. MILF, a mom I'd like to find. So follow that subreddit and that's where you get. No, I'm on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. It's all Mojack Look. It's all the same. Please follow me. I need your approval.
Approval.
And Dalen? Yeah.
I'm Dalen Oliver.
That's it.
Standard Oliver Dalen, whatever the case Oliver is. Dalen. Dalen Oliver, to the millions of listeners, follow me. I need friends.
Awesome. Right. Well, yeah. Thanks so much for coming and chatting to us.
Thank you guys very much. Yeah,
this is fun. Thank you.
Fun, yeah.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Can we just come here and talk?
Definitely.
Cuck.
All the time. Yeah. We'll be here every morning at 10.
We don't have to punt the show now. Like, yeah. On the village green. This is fun.
Great.
I want to come here at 4 in the morning, even if there's no one.
Yeah, and just chill. Like,
so we got this crazy idea.
Yeah. Can cool. we get the keys for the coffee shop?
Thank you guys for coming through. Thank really you for appreciate coming it. Through. Yay, the crowd went wild. Yeah. Yay.
Right. Everybody, give yourselves a round of applause.
Oh, man. Yeah. Hollywood.
Thank you. Yeah. Hollywood.
Cheers.
Yeah. Thank you.
Zach Galifianakis.